Hi, my name is Stephanie. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from abandonment, control, and anger. Hey, someone once told me that God set his affection upon me before I was even born. Realizing this and truly understanding it has enabled me to freely choose to follow Christ. Before recovery in Christ, my relationship with God was almost non-existent. I didn't care to have a repentant heart, be obedient to, or even think about trying to abide in his word. I felt ashamed, embarrassed, and not worth saving. But since commencing from Regen, I have learned that could not have been any further from the truth. It wasn't until I was in high school that I started attending church. I only went because my friends did, and I just wanted to hang out with my friends. I didn't care about hearing the message or learning anything about the gospel. I just wanted to fit in and be accepted by others. But God, in his loving kindness, slowly began a work in my heart, and I felt something I had never felt before, unconditional love. As a child, I was rejected by my parents. After their divorce, they both struggled with codependency. My mother abandoned me twice, while my father's relationships overshadowed my brother and me. This left a hole in my heart as I was feeling worthless, like an orphan, neglected, unloved, and as if there was something wrong with me. My adolescent years leading into early adulthood were consumed by me trying to find ways to fill the void my parents left. I was seeking instant gratification and fleeting pleasures that only the world could offer me. I got involved in a rowdy crowd, and that introduced me to things that only crippled me and led me further down a path toward destruction. It was during this time that I had inappropriate relationships with men and struggled with substance abuse as well. For 10 years, I found myself smoking marijuana only to remain empty and unsatisfied. But God kept pursuing me, even though I was pushing him away. When I was first invited to Watermark, I had been dating a non-believer for almost 3 years, and I just had moved in with him. I will never forget hearing the most convicting message of my entire life at the porch one night. It was then that I realized something needed to change. I felt in my heart that the choices I had made were not in line with God's will for my life. I was afraid of feeling alone again, rejected and unloved, but God, rich in mercy, gave me the courage and the strength to leave that relationship. Romans 8:38 through 39 says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." It was then that I finally chose to follow Christ wholeheartedly for the first time in my life. It definitely wasn't easy, and it still ain't easy. I wrestled big time with the Lord. I had what I would call a few relapses, but thanks to community in my life, I was encouraged to check out Regen. And like some of you, I was fairly reluctant, and I came up with a million excuses as to why Monday nights just didn't work for me. My first night at Regen was pretty awkward. I was having so much anxiety about what I was gonna say in that first time guest circle. I was literally sweating. But once it was my turn to speak, the floodgates opened. I felt an overwhelming peace after sharing everything that was on my heart. I was eager for change, and at that point, tired of trying things by my own strength. I felt stuck and without purpose. Going through groundwork was really sweet. Hearing other girls speak about similar struggles that I had was comforting. I remember learning about remaining sober for 24 hours at a time on day 3 of week 1. Matthew 6, 25 through 34 is one of my favorite passages, specifically these two verses. Matthew 6, 27 says, "Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" Matthew 6, 34 says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Reading that allowed me to realize that I worried so much about trying to manage all of my sin that I couldn't fathom living sober from fear, anger, comparison, jealousy, lack of trust, negative interpretation, control, purity, and so much more. But also, this helped me to see that God's got me. He's with me, taking care of me each day. He gives exactly what I need when I need it. He's our provider, and I can trust him. Step group is where I encountered Jesus in a powerful way that transformed my life completely. Step 8, forgive, was incredibly impactful due to the trauma I experienced as a child by my parents and their multiple partners. The key theme of step 8 states, we forgive others because God forgave us through Christ on the cross. Forgiveness is a decision to obey God, give him our hurts, and trust him to repay the debt of sin against us. Because of this, I too can choose to forgive my parents for their mistakes. I understand that I've also made mistakes and I'll make many more mistakes as life unfolds, but God is still right here with me, loving me unconditionally. My father and I have made amends and we've sought reconciliation in our relationship. The past several years have been oh so sweet as we have gotten so much closer, and I'm truly thankful for the trials we've faced because it's made our time together so much more appreciated. I cherish what we now have. Currently, my recovery in Christ looks a whole lot different. Since commencement in 2020, I've gotten married and I've learned so much about what it looks like to die to self and serve one another. Through my first year of marriage, I learned that my struggle with control is still very much a thing. I thought I had it down, but being in a Christ-centered marriage has reminded me that I am not the one in control. God is. I have learned how to let all the little things go because it truly isn't worth the stress. I'm reminded of Matthew 6 every day, and I can say that I trust the Lord now more than ever, even as hard things come up in marriage. I also have learned how to communicate in a much more loving way that honors God and extends grace. All the wonderful things I have been learning in marriage empower me to also be a better friend, sister, daughter, employee, and region leader. Marriage has blessed my life in a million ways. Since commencement, I also went through a very low season of anxiety, depression, and PTSD after being in a car accident. Everything in my life shifted in a moment. I suffered from injuries that required surgery, and I missed many months of work. This stripped me of all independence, and I found myself in a place I'd never been before. I grew very angry and had major resentment toward the person who hit me. It was then that I realized I have the tools to get through this, and I opened up my Step 4 inventory workbook. I wrote down all my feelings and in turn learned about all my idols. I was upset with my circumstances because of my own selfishness. I no longer felt beautiful due to my injuries. I felt unstable with my income due to lack of work and could not be independent with daily tasks. This was a huge opportunity to turn it all over to Christ. I took what I had learned and gave it to God in prayer. I invited others into my thoughts by confessing what I was feeling. In those moments of vulnerability, I felt God show up in such beautiful ways. He brought me friends and family to love and care for me during such a difficult time, and I'm eternally grateful. I now value relationships with others more than any material item or fleeting joy that independence can offer. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I'm so grateful for all that I have learned going through Region and all that I continue to learn as a leader. I'm encouraged by my girls every Monday night, and I'm so excited to see the redemption happening in all their lives. If this is your first time at Region, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. My hope is that no matter where you come from or what you've done, that you give God the opportunity to change your life. He really loves you more than you can imagine. My name is Stephanie. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from abandoned control and anger. To God be all the glory.